Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, Saoirse.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, you're due to sit the Leaving Cert this year. You'd like to do the hybrid, I think, a bit like Stacey would have done yesterday. But this report this morning in the newspaper is saying that that's simply not possible. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I actually saw that. And I actually know Stacey as well. We're all the 6 years so far in the country, we've all created a group chat on Instagram. We've created our own Instagram as well to promote the hybrid Leaving Cert. And to be honest, I'm not in agreeable with that statement that came out this morning. The main reason why is because, you know, we missed up to 3 months of fifth year last year and possibly even more. And we all know, like in Ireland, fifth year is the foundation and the building blocks for the Leaving Cert course. And by us missing out on those, like, you know, critical materials and all that stuff, that material cannot be covered this late into the course and, you know, this close to the Leaving Cert and to the actual mocks. It's just, it's not doable. It's not, you know, no one can do it.
Yeah. What the organisers of the State Examination Commission seems to be saying, Saoirse, and like you said, you read it, but just for listeners who mightn't have, is that when they were calculating the grades last year, they had people's junior cert results to go back on, and the previous year they had junior cert results to go back on. Because you guys didn't sit a junior cert, they don't have those results to go back on, so that's a whole pile of data they don't have to access. It's hard to argue against that.
It is, and I totally see where they're coming from, but, you know, we have to remember as well that, you know, students now are under such, like, stress, you know, conditions, you know, by being in freezing cold classrooms or classrooms below 0 degrees, you know, it's just something has to be done to either take the pressure off of us or just, you know, even as a backup, just forget all that, like have it as a backup. You know, if a student cannot sit the Leaving Cert because of having COVID or being a close contact, and let's say that student gets H1s constantly, you know, they're now out, you know, 100 points going into college.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to do then? Are they supposed to, you know, write a letter to their college that they hope to get into saying, I had COVID then, this is why my points are so low? You know, there's nothing in place for us if we were to get COVID or, you know, again, being a close contact.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, the stress then building up for the students and everyone like that, it's just,
Yeah, and it's 147 days to the start of the Leaving Cert, just if I didn't want to make you any more nervous than you are. 147 days. And you'd like to, Stacey was saying this yesterday, I think anybody else would, and parents are saying as well, they need to tell us, or tell you guys, what they're doing for sure, and tell you quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, the group I was talking about a while ago, all the 6 years across the country, we've gotten on to, you know, the ISSU, the ASTI, the TUI. We've gotten on to everyone that we can think of, even our, you know, local TDs to try and help us as well. Because no one really knows what's going on. Now, I do know that I think it's either Sinn Féin or someone like that is hoping to push forward for a hybrid Leaving Cert, which I think, you know, is finally a good idea, because unfortunately student voice is not loud enough. You know, we have to go to the likes of these groups, like the local TDs, the ASTI, TUI, ISSU, in order to get our voices to be heard. And it's just, it's simply, you know, not good enough. Like, we are literally screaming for something to be done about it, because we are, you know, entitled to the same ways that the previous leaving certs got for us,
yeah.
You know?
There is that huge hurdle to jump, though, Saoirse, where you don't have leaving cert results to put into the calculation. And that's their problem. And would you think maybe that school exam results, Christmas and Easter and summer exams in school, I mean, the school will have records of how you did, could they be used? What are they saying on this big Instagram group this morning?
Well, on the Instagram group, they're basically, you know, promoting the hybrid in any way, shape or form. I know in my school, we do take like continuous assessments, like, you know, your overall class performance, your overall class grades. So we do have those to fall back on. But, you know, I guess I do see where they're coming from by, like, not sitting a junior cert and, you know, not having those grades to, you know, rely on. But that's not really, you know, that's not how we perform today. Like, those grades do not show how we perform now in a leaving cert, because that's the junior cert.
Yes.
You know, like, the total state exams is totally different compared to the junior cert to the leaving cert. So that's not really a fair kind of example of how students can overall perform. Like, you know, you might be doing better in the leaving cert, you might be doing worse in the leaving cert. So you can never really kind of tell, you know, what way things will go.
Yeah. And look, you know, I think it's fair to say that when I'm talking about that big hurdle, I'm not asking you or any of your friends to solve it, because that's not your job. Your job isn't to solve it. Your job is to sit and do your leaving cert to the best of your ability. It's the job of those who make these decisions and do this administration. It's their job to solve it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, like I was saying, like, student voice can only get us so far, you know, and unfortunately, the likes of, like, you know, like the Taoiseach and all that stuff, even though they do see us, you know, promoting this, I don't think they actually fully understand what we're going through, you know, in a school environment, you know, trying to study for the mocks and the leaving cert the best that we can with so little information that we have of, will it be predicted? Will it not be predicted? You know, I think there's even talks about that the schools were closing even before we came back to school.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all that uncertainty, and we just need some clarification on it, really. We really do.
Given the way that the COVID crisis appears to be going, and I say appears because we don't know for sure, but it's very possible, given the high level of vaccination, and you and your colleagues, you and your fellow students are now able to get vaccinated, and I assume able to get boosted as well, that by the time Leaving Cert date comes around on the 8th of June, it will be, or should be at least, physically possible to sit an exam as normal. But I think what I'm hearing from you, Saoirse, and what I heard yesterday from Stacey, is that's all very well, but we haven't prepared in the normal way or been able to. Is that your argument?
Yeah, exactly. Now, for myself, I am double vaccinated and I am boosted as well. And I know some of my other Saoirse students in my school have been double vaxxed and boosted. But, like, you know, we haven't prepared like traditional leaving certs have. Yeah. You know, if you go back to like the 2010 leaving cert, there was no COVID then. There was no pandemic. They were able to stay in full-time school without the schools closing and having to resort to online learning. And they had, you know, they studied the traditional way. We don't have that option. We didn't have that option. You know, we were in lockdown. And I guess, you know, we are now coming out of lockdown because of all the vaccinations being rolled out and the boosters. But, you know, because we haven't studied the traditional way, we had to adapt to, you know, find the best way that works for us. And I guess what the government is, this is my opinion, that the government is, you know, trying to go back to the traditional way because I guess we're starting to come out of COVID and, you know, because the lockdowns are easing and the restrictions that I guess they're hoping to get back to some normality, but unfortunately students can't get back to that, you know, because we've adapted for this way, you know, so quickly that we just don't know a normal way of studying anymore, I guess.
Okay, listen, Saoirse, just like Stacey did yesterday, you make your points extremely well. Saoirse Brazel Kearney, who's a Leaving Cert student, 147 days. I was a day out yesterday, I said 149. It's 147 days today till the 8th of June, which is the starting date of Leaving Cert 2022. To come back to what they say in the Irish Times this morning, that there isn't a bank of data. We know how important data is in these day and age. There isn't a bank of data from a junior cert to give to the likes of Saoirse and the likes of Stacey and their friends to add that in to calculate their grades. That data isn't there. So they're saying you can't actually do a hybrid version this year, to which their response is, look, we haven't prepared in a normal way. We haven't been able to. So ball in your court. We'll do the exam. It's not our job to figure out how to do the exam. It's your job to figure out how we do it. I wonder what people think. Good morning to the boys and girls on the proc who said yesterday that they don't agree with me when I say that the whole family is doing the Leaving Cert. Well, I would suggest you haven't had a Leaving Cert in the family in recent years if you don't believe that. And I doubt there's a parent listening to me. And it's a few years since there was a Leaving Cert done in my house. But I doubt there's a parent listening to me this morning who would disagree with me when I say that the Leaving Cert, yeah, the students got the pressure, the students got the learning, the students got the study, the students got to do the exam when it comes. But the whole house is doing the Leaving Cert. It affects the whole house. So, again, for a third year in a row, we've thousands of houses wondering what's going to happen on the 8th of June.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Max is in West Cork. A student, I think, Max, at Skull Community College. Is that it? Good morning.
Yes, hello, good morning.
Hi.
How's it going?
How do you feel about it? This report this morning in the Irish Times that there just isn't a way, the data isn't there to do the hybrid version this year. How do you react to that?
Well, like, the thing is, we actually did do our junior cert in 2019, so we do have that data. So the data is there. And, like, the exams from last summer and the continuous, like, all the teachers in my school have been doing continuous exams. So, like, there is plenty of data that they can use from that for a hybrid Leaving Cert and continuous assessment.
Yeah. Why as a student, and we've spoken to previous students, spoken there a while ago to Saoirse and spoke yesterday to Stacey, both of whom made the case very well. Max, why do you think it's important to have the hybrid option?
Because we miss like half of fifth year, even though there was online learning. Normally only half of the students stood up for the classes, and it was very difficult online learning because it was difficult to take in information and the connection wasn't good and it was very difficult to follow. So we basically missed half of fifth year.
Yeah.
And like that's a good reason to have calculated grades.
Yeah.
And also some students that I know of are not going to school, like sixth-year students, because they might have a parent at home or grandparent or person who's vulnerable.
Yeah.
And if they brought COVID from school to the house, the person could probably die from COVID.
Yeah.
So there is people not going to school, and the minister has to think about them.
Yeah.
And also, students' mental health is the main issue. And like students are, I think, sadly becoming suicidal if they don't get the hybrid Leaving Cert, you know?
Yeah.
Because, and like, in general, the traditional Leaving Cert in time has to be done away with it, because it's too old-fashioned, it's out of date.
Yeah.
The point system is broken, it needs to be scrapped, completely reformed, and like, you know, it's just very difficult to become a nurse or a doctor, you know, it should be made easier. So like, what I'm saying is, after this Leaving Cert, they should scrap the Leaving Cert, do a completely new system, kind of like England, where they finish school at 16, they do the GCSEs, and they only choose like 3 or 4 subjects, and like that system is a lot better and it works well.
Mm.
So, you know, like I think that's the idea.
Yeah, young people like yourself, you really are thinking hard about this at the moment.
Yeah.
And I know that when I say 147 days, it probably makes people more nervous than they should be. And I'm sorry for doing that, but I'm trying to emphasize the fact that, like, decisions are needed and needed quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. Very quickly. And I've been on to TDs, in fairness, government TDs, four Fine Gael TDs, which would be Neil Richmond, Jennifer Carmi Neil, Regina Doherty, and they all support a hybrid leaving cert. They told me they've written to the minister to support hybrid leaving cert. So clearly, the government backbenchers, TDs, they support it. But the issue is, the people in charge, like Micheál Martin, Leo Varadkar, and Norma Foley, don't support it, and that's the issue, you know?
You are, finally, Max, briefly, you are challenging some very senior people to debate this issue with you.
Yes, I'm calling for me to have a debate with Norma Foley, Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin, or a TD in government, and someone from a teachers' union about the hybrid leaving cert.
Okay.
And I think that's fair, you know, for them to hear the student voices.
Well, you know what? If any one of them, and I'll say it here and now, if any one of them are willing to do it, then we will facilitate it on this programme.
Thank you very much.
Max, thank you for your call, and good luck when it comes around, mate. And maybe we'll talk again. But yeah, if anybody wants to take up Max's challenge to a debate, then we'll facilitate it, certainly, on this program. Now, Max also mentioned some people are struggling with their mental health. If you need support, there are places you can go, people to whom you can talk. 116-11-123 is the Samaritan's number. 116-123. Or indeed contact your GP. Fianna Fáil TD and teacher himself, of course, we've discussed this. Paddy O'Sullivan. Paddy, you're listening to Max. Are you quite, supportive of what he's saying? Good morning.
Hi, PJ, morning. I haven't actually been listening now, PJ, but I believe you're talking about the leaving cert and the hybrid model again. Yeah,
that's right. So, we just had a young man, Max O'Mahony, who's leaving cert in school, and we had two very impressive young women yesterday and today. They want the hybrid model, and they feel that there has to be some way about doing it. And Max is challenging any TD or any senior official that wishes to debate it on this programme.
Yeah, well, I suppose from my own perspective, and I've already said this publicly, that I do believe that the hybrid approach, as per last year, is the preferred option for myself this year going forward as well. So I stated that on the record, and it's for a variety of reasons, really. Obviously, the impact, you know, of missing days in school, the issue of teacher shortages, obviously, and specifically trying to get substitutes for specific subjects. Like, there's always been an issue with getting teachers for home ec, sciences and maths and subjects like that. And obviously during the pandemic, because substitutes are in such short supply, it's been just as hard, if not harder, than any other year to trying to get those teachers for those subjects to cover. And I suppose fundamentally of all, now we have issues of, you know, many students will be facing the prospect of their first formal exam being junior cert for the last 2 years.
That's right.
I'll be broadly supportive of it, to be honest, you know. So.
Okay. All right. Listen, Paddy, thank you very much. We may come back to this. In fact, I'm very sure we will come back to this, because the students of Ireland, at least the ones speaking to me, and if any student is listening who's opposed to the hybrid and just wants to sit a regular exam, I'd love to hear from you. But the students definitely need, are definitely looking for, a hybrid model. Again, if anybody is just feeling in a dark place because of all this pressure, the Samaritans, 116-123, call your GP.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.